Hear these words from Psalm 91. You who live in the shelter of the Most High, who abide in the shadow of the Almighty, will say to the Lord, My refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, or the arrow that flies by day, or the pestilence that stalks in darkness, or the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord your refuge, the Most High your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, no scourge come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot. Those who love me I will deliver. I will protect those who know my name. When they call to me, I will answer them. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue them and honor them. With long life I will satisfy them and show them my salvation. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Hello, I am Reverend Melissa Self Patrick, and my charge membership is at East Lake United Methodist Church, as I currently serve in Extension Ministry as the Executive Director of the Birmingham Holocaust Education Center. Here in the midst of COVID-19 pandemic, and as numbers of people infected with coronavirus and dying from it increase here in Alabama, Psalm 91 is a welcomed balm and focal point. Our lives are full of heart-wrenching questions. There's abandonment and loss, despair, loneliness, and grief. In this time when fear and uncertainty abound, the psalmist reminds us that to live and abide in the shelter of the Most High, El Shaddai, God in the mountain, is to find refuge and a place of trust. Like baby birds, we are covered by God's wings, God's mama bird feathers. Throughout quarantine, I found a new place for my morning meditations. Who knew you could turn one chair in the opposite direction towards the front picture window and find a whole new view? Since Easter Sunday, I've had the joy of watching not one but three mama birds build nests in our front bush. A mama robin, mama cardinal, and mama northern mockingbird. I've been so fascinated, and also cautious, because the northern mockingbird mama has stared me down more than once when I've walked up the front steps. She's very protective of the eggs in her nest. These mama birds have prepared their young's birthing and protection homes. They will cover and protect their babies from harm, and under their wings, the vulnerable, fearful new lives will find refuge and a place to grow. These mama birds are faithful. In Psalm 91, we hear the psalmist professing faith in God, who has been faithful throughout the history of God's people. God delivered, God made a covenant, and God will continue to sustain the people of God. And Psalm 90, just prior to Psalm 91, begins Book 4 of the Psalms. And in Psalm 90, we hear Moses reflecting on how fragile and broken human life is in relation to God's eternal goodness and grace. Turn to Psalm 90 and read with me the opening line. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. And Psalm 90 ends with a beautiful prayer, asking God to let your work be manifest to your servants and your glorious power to their children. Prosper the work of our hands, says verse 16. Psalm 91 is a beautiful response following Psalm 90's prayer. Psalm 91 is a statement of faith and trust in the Almighty God, who invites us to take up residency in her shelter, to be covered by her wings. And though we are dust and our lives are fleeting, the Creator of the entire universe is our refuge and strength. God notices us. God responds to us. God cares about our vulnerabilities and our suffering. And the God of the universe sings love to us. Turn to Psalm 91, verses 14 through 16, and read along with me. Those who love me, I will deliver. I will protect those who know my name. When they call to me, I will answer them. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue them and honor them. With long life, I will satisfy them and show them my salvation. This is God's divine speech. So far in Psalm 91, the psalmist has been speaking of God, of calling on God, on the psalmist, Lord, saying, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust, who will deliver me, and that because the Lord has made refuge, the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you. There is even a reference in Psalm 91, verse 11, where the psalmist talks about God commanding his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways, that on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone. Scholars reference those verses to Jesus being tempted by Satan in the wilderness. And so the psalmist has moved through the entire salvation history of God's acts with the people of God in these first 13 verses. But then we turn to this divine speech of God in Psalm 91, verses 14 through 16. One of my favorite psalm commentators, Clinton McCann, says, to notice the future perfect tense of the verbs in these verses. God says, I will deliver, I will protect, I will love, I will answer, I will be with you in trouble, I will rescue, honor, and satisfy you, and I will show you my salvation. God's speech is full of action verbs, of verbs that are to be completed between right now and sometime in the future. God is active. God acts on behalf of God's people, whom God loves, and God will continue to act. Psalm 91 sings to us of God's steadfast love for us, of God's desire to protect us and to be with us. In fact, Psalm 91 was written in amulets to be worn around one's neck by both Christians and Jews in late antiquity. The one who wore it was reminded of God's protection, of God's steadfast love, or in Hebrew, chesed, steadfast love of God. Psalm 91 is also a hymn of thanksgiving and literally a song the church has sung since our first century beginnings. It's a hymn of thanksgiving we received through millennia of Jewish worship. In fact, in Jewish thought, conveyed through the Talmud, Psalm 91 is referred to as the Song of Plagues, for the one who recites it with faith in God will be helped by God in time of danger. How could there be a better time for us to study and sing Psalm 91 than right this very moment? Let us pray. Almighty God, our refuge, our fortress, the one in whom we trust and have our being, we give thanks to you this day for the gifts of your holy scripture, for the psalmist's words that proclaim you as our refuge, our faithful shield and buckler, our dwelling place. O God, we give thanks for the gift of Christian community, the gift of our United Methodist churches and our pastors and our lay leaders, our bishop, our district superintendents, and all of those who are holding one another up, who are continuously making new plans and redesigning worship and study so that the people of God can continue to grow and to be more like you and your Son, Jesus Christ, who empowers us through the Holy Spirit to not be afraid, but to continually turn towards you, our source of being, our source of strength, and our refuge in time of need. O God, we give you thanks for your love and for your protection. We pray that you will sing your songs of love through us more and more each day, that regardless of the challenges that we are up against as individuals, as families, as neighborhoods and communities, in places where we work, in schools, and with our first responders, O God, may we know and realize and make manifest your love so that the whole world knows that they are loved unconditionally by their Creator. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.